Welcome to One to Another with Dr. Pete Pavelic on today's edition of One to Another.
If you don't pay attention to your marriage, what do you think is going to happen? Righteous things, right things, or wicked things and wrong things? If you don't pay attention to your budget, what's going to happen to your budget? If you don't pay attention to your kids, what happens to your kids? If you don't pay attention to your health, what happens to your health? If you don't pay attention to the Word of God, what happens to your spiritual life? You end up someplace you don't want to be because you did not pay attention to the path you chose to walk down. You got to pay attention because the righteous path is always right and the wicked path is always wrong.
Pay attention to the path that you're walking on. Pastor Pete emphasizes in today's message the importance of paying close attention to what path we're on and where we're headed in our walk with God. Like anything we don't pay attention to, it's easy to fall prey to slips and falls. If you don't pay attention to your relationships, it's easy to start having discords within them. Pastor Pete explains the same is true spiritually. You must tend, invest, and keep the path that you're walking on with the Lord. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Pete or help support this program, go to onetoanotherradio.org. Now let's join Pastor Pete in the book of Proverbs chapter 4 as he continues part 2 of his message, Right or Wrong.
Solomon's wisdom was greater than the wisdom of all the people of the East, greater than all the wisdom of Egypt. He was wiser, and then it goes on and it lists some names of people that he's wiser than. But the important thing to notice is this: this was not human wisdom. This was wisdom God gave Solomon because he asked for it. And it was vast wisdom. It wasn't wisdom that was just limited to spiritual things or theological things. It was indeed greater wisdom than entire nations possessed, according to the text. It wasn't just theoretical wisdom or theological wisdom. This is wisdom that stretched out. If you look at verse 33, it says, he spoke about trees from the cedar in Lebanon to the hyssop growing in the wall. He also spoke about animals, birds, reptiles, and fish. I mean, he had real wisdom and understanding about all kinds of things in life. And this is what made his wisdom so special. And it's why everybody wanted to get advice from this guy. Look at verse 34. Emissaries of all the people sent by every king on earth who had heard of his wisdom came to listen to Solomon's wisdom. Imagine if nations from all over the, and I know you're going to have to use your imaginations here, but imagine if nations from all over the world sent their emissaries, their advisors, their ambassadors, their officials to talk to our president to gain his wisdom. People don't come to talk to our president to get wisdom. They come to talk to our president to get money. But people from all over the world are visiting this man, not for his money, but for his wisdom. Now, why would I tell you all of that? Because when somebody who's this wise says, my son, pay attention to my words, listen closely to my sayings, don't lose sight of them, keep them within your heart, we might want to pay attention too. If we want to walk on the right path, the righteous paths of life, we've got to pay attention. We need to pay attention to the Word of God. We need to pay attention to the friends that we keep in our inner circle. We need to pay attention to the words we speak. We need to pay attention to what we're spending money on. We need to pay attention to what we're spending our time on. We need to pay attention to our spouse and the health of our marriage. We need to look around and we need to really be honest about the path we're on and pay attention and figure out, is this the right path, the righteous path, or is this the wicked path, the wrong path? Because the righteous path is always going to be right and the wicked path is always going to be wrong. And if we're not careful and if we don't pay attention, we will be deceived, we will be duped, and we will potentially be destroyed by the devil. He's not called the great deceiver for no reason. He doesn't want you walking on the right path, the righteous path, the path that's going to get brighter and brighter and better and better. He wants you to walk on the wicked path, the wrong path, the one that's going to get darker and darker and darker. And if you don't pay attention, that's where you'll end up. James talked about the importance of paying attention in a different way. Listen to what he says in James chapter 1, verses 19 through 25. My dear brothers and sisters, understand this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. That sounds like paying attention, doesn't it? Quick to listen, pay attention, or you're going to go down the wrong path. Verse 20 outlines that. For human anger does not accomplish God's righteousness. That would be the wrong path, the wicked path, not the righteous path. Therefore, ridding yourselves of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, humbly receive the implanted word which is able to save your souls. What's James saying? He's saying pay attention to the word of God. Seek God's righteousness because God's righteousness is always right. Rid yourself of wickedness because wickedness is always wrong. Pay attention, he says. Look at verse 22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Because if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, catch this, he's like someone looking at his own face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and he goes away and he immediately forgets what kind of person he was. In other words, he didn't pay attention. He looked in the mirror and he looked at himself, but he walks away and he forgets immediately because he didn't pay attention. But the one who looks intently into the perfect law of freedom and perseveres in it and is not a forgetful hearer, somebody who's paying attention, but a doer who works, this person will be blessed in what he does. He says, pay attention to what you do. Pay attention to how you act. Pay attention to how you live. Pay attention to what you're pursuing. Don't just look at it. Don't just come to church and hear it and leave and do nothing with it. He says, you better pay attention to it because that is going to be the difference between somebody who gets on the right path and somebody who gets on the wrong path. Don't just look at your face and then quickly forget about it. Pay attention. This person will be blessed, he says, in what he does. Everything that follows, these other five things, all depend on your willingness and your ability to pay attention. Because paying attention matters. If you don't pay attention to your marriage, what do you think is going to happen? Righteous things, right things, or wicked things and wrong things? If you don't pay attention to your budget, what's going to happen to your budget? If you don't pay attention to your kids, what happens to your kids? If you don't pay attention to your health, what happens to your health? If you don't pay attention to the word of God, what happens to your spiritual life? You end up someplace you don't want to be because you did not pay attention to the path you chose to walk down. You got to pay attention because the righteous path is always right and the wicked path is always wrong. Now, what comes next are five things we need to pay attention to. And we can run through these pretty quick. They're not difficult to understand, and we've already covered some of them at length in this series. The first one is your heart. You need to pay attention to your heart. We spent an entire sermon a few weeks back talking about the danger of following your heart. Solomon points out many times in the book of Proverbs how dangerous that is, but Jeremiah summed it up the best in Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is more deceitful than anything else and incurable. Who can understand it? So you better pay attention to your heart. You better keep a close eye on it, and you better make sure it's not ruling you or making decisions for you. This is why the text says, guard your heart above all else, verse 23, for it is the source of life. If your heart leads you down the wrong path, if your heart falls in love with the world, if your heart falls in love with wicked things, if your heart becomes hard toward the Lord and the things of God, if your heart doesn't long for but instead rejects God's word and his scripture, if you don't pay attention to your heart and its condition and making sure it's pure and it's right, good things are not coming your way. Your day is not going to get brighter and brighter. It's going to get darker and darker. So pay attention to it. Guard it. There's a difference in guarding your heart and following your heart. There's a difference in what we guard and what we follow. We follow, as believers, the Spirit of God. We follow the Word of God. We follow the commands of God. We follow the will of God, but we pay close attention to and we guard our hearts because if we don't, we will fall in love with ourselves. and the things of this world. And we will do wrong and wicked things in the eyes of God to make our little hearts happy. So we pay attention to it. We guard it. Next, he says, you better pay attention to your mouth. Proverbs 4:24. Don't let your mouth speak dishonestly, and don't let your lips talk deviously. Now, let's be honest. We can all get a bit mouthy at times, can't we? If we don't pay attention to our mouths, they'll get us in big trouble, won't they? James said it like this. If anyone thinks he's religious without controlling his tongue, his religion is useless and he deceives himself. You better watch your mouth. Turn to your neighbor and say, you better watch your mouth. If you got a teenager, you can tell them twice. You better watch your mouth. You better pay attention to it. Because that thing right there, it'll get you in trouble. That hole in your face, it'll make your whole world a nightmare if you don't pay attention to it. It'll get you on the wrong path in a hurry. James gets even more detailed and blunt about the dangers of your mouth in chapter 3. Listen to it, James 3:3. Now, if we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we direct their whole bodies and consider ships, he says, though very large and driven by fierce winds, they're guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So too, though the tongue is a small part of the body, it boasts great things. Consider how a small fire sets ablaze a large forest, and the tongue is a fire. The tongue, a world of unrighteousness, is placed among our members. It stains the whole body. It sets the course of life on fire and is itself set on fire by hell. Every kind of animal, bird, reptile, and fish is tamed and has been tamed by humankind, but no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in God's likeness. Blessing and cursing come out of the same mouth. My brothers and sisters, these things should not be this way. Because the righteous things of God are always right, and the wrong things that are wicked are always wrong. Have you ever seen those guys who get into a pit with a bunch of rattlesnakes? See them a lot of times at festivals. And they'll get in there and they'll mess with them and they'll talk to the crowd and they'll talk about snakes and rattlesnakes and this and that and the other. And then some of them, they'll sit down and they'll let them start crawling on them. Everybody goes, eee. Some of them will even get into a sleeping bag and they'll put rattlesnakes into that sleeping bag and they'll lay there real still. And the whole time these people are in the pit doing these kinds of really crazy things, you know what they're trying to get you to think? They're trying to get you to think they're not paying attention. They're trying to get you to think that those snakes don't bother them. They're trying to get you to think that those snakes aren't a big deal. But you know the one thing I promise you every single one of those people in that pit is doing is paying attention. They're just real good at making you think they're not, but they are paying attention to every snake in that pit. They're paying attention. You know why? You can't tame a rattlesnake. You can feed it. You can pull it out of its cage and hold it real careful and pet it nice and gentle every single day of its life from the time it's a baby. You can protect it. You can cuddle with it and hold it. You can love on it. You can bring it in when it's cold and give it a warm place to stay in for the night. But you quit paying attention to it for 1 second and it will kill you. It don't care. You can't tame it. And that, my friends, is why we pay attention to our mouth and our tongue. It can't be tamed. A slip of the tongue can ruin a relationship. A gossip session with your friends can destroy your testimony. A coarse joke can wound a friend or turn them into a foe. You better pay attention to your mouth because it will take you down the wrong path if you don't. Next, he says, pay attention to your eyes. Verse 25, let your eyes look forward, he says. Fix your gaze straight ahead. Hear me, church. Listen to this. Your feet go wherever your eyes are fixed. Your feet are going to go on whatever path your eyes are fixed on. What you're looking at and focusing on matters, Because that's where your feet are going to go. Your feet are going to follow what your eyes are fixed on. Your feet are going to take you to whatever path your eyes are looking at. Look at Proverbs 21:4. The lamp that guides the wicked. The lamp that guides the wicked. What is that? Haughty eyes and an arrogant heart is sin, it says. So you better pay attention to those eyes. They matter. Jesus said this in Matthew 6:22-23. The eye is a lamp of the body. If your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. Sounds good, doesn't it? Sounds like a day that's getting brighter and brighter. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. So if the light within you is darkness, Jesus says, how deep is that darkness? What we focus on matters. What we look at matters. Because your feet are going to go wherever your eyes are fixed. If you're on the wicked path, if you're on the wrong path in life right now, I'll make you this promise. You can take this to the bank. I'll bet you any amount of money you want to bet on it. If you're on the wrong path, if your kids are on the wrong path, if your grandbabies are on the wrong path, any wrong path you've ever ended up on in life and can look back in hindsight and go, that was the wrong path, I promise you this, your eyes are not innocent bystanders in the process. Your eyes get fixed on something and your feet follow it. That's why we got to pay attention to our eyes. Hebrews 12 tells us what our eyes should be fixed on. Starting in verse 1, therefore, since we also have such a large cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every hindrance and the sin that so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that lies before us, the path that God has for us. And then look at verse 2, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. Because your feet will follow whatever your eyes are fixed on. Some of you, your feet aren't following Jesus because your eyes aren't fixed on him. Your eyes is fixed on other stuff. And so your feet keep taking you down those paths. He says, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. The righteous path is always right. The wicked path is always wrong. Fix your eyes on righteous things and you will find the right path. Fix them on the wrong things and you will find the wrong path. Verse 26 tells us again to pay attention. Call this careful consideration. Verse 26, carefully consider the path for your feet, he says, and all your ways will be established. The point here is that we must be intentional and diligent about the path we put our feet on. Too many people never consider the path they're on or the path they're about to enter and walk down. Solomon says, listen. He says, carefully consider the path for your feet. It matters. And then he has this last bit of advice. Stay with it. Stay with it. Verse 27, don't turn to the right or the left. Keep your feet away from evil. Stay with it. If you've ever tried to walk down the righteous path, you know it's not easy. If you've ever tried to get off the wicked path or the wrong path and get over onto the righteous path, you know there's all kinds of temptations, all kinds of trials, all kinds of reasons not to do it. Jesus said this in Matthew 7:13. He said, enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is broad that leads to destruction. And there are many who go through it, many who go on that path. But he says, how narrow is the gate and how difficult the road that leads to life, and few find it. Nobody says the righteous path is easy. I'm not trying to tell you that the righteous path is a simple path. In fact, you're going to have to stay focused and stay alert and pay attention if you want to stay on the right path in life, because it's very easy to wander off and get onto the wrong one. You're going to have to stay with it. You're going to have to wake up every day and stay with it. You're going to have to stay with that budget, not just for a week or for a month or for a year, but you're going to have to stay with it for the rest of your life if you really want to have what God has for you on the righteous path. You're going to have to stay home when your buddies are going to the bar. You're going to have to stay in the Word even when you don't feel like it, even when you're disappointed or mad at God. You're going to have to get up and read His Word and say, Lord, speak to me today. You're going to have to stay pure when the world says, who cares? Go have some fun. You're going to have to stay with it when your marriage gets a little rocky and things get tough. My friend, staying on the right path requires you and I to stay with it because it's not going to be easy. That's why he says, don't turn to the right or the left. Keep your feet away from evil. Stay with it. Because the righteous path is always right, and the wicked path is always wrong. You got to stay with it. I hope you will, and I hope you'll choose wisely. I hope you'll pray and consider what God's word says about your scenarios and circumstances in life. And I hope at the end of the day, you'll fix your eyes on Jesus and you'll fix your eyes on God's word and you'll choose the right path, which is the righteous path. And I hope that when the devil comes along and he tempts you to get off on the wrong path and the wicked path again, you'll be able to withstand that temptation and say, no, sir, not this time. I'm staying with it. Let me close by saying this. This is not just about finding the right earthly course in life so you can have more money or so you can have better health or so you can have a better marriage, so your kids will be better. This isn't just about what we get here. Sure, there's blessings for being on God's path here, but there's an eternal nature to this as well. Eternally, there's a righteous path that is right and there's a wicked path that is wrong. The righteous path goes through the cross, through Jesus, through his blood, through his gospel, and its ultimate destination, because all paths lead somewhere, is heaven. The wicked path is through yourself. It's through this world. It's through this culture. It's through your own pleasure. It's through this world and the ruler of it. And that path goes somewhere too. It just goes to a very different destination. It goes to hell. How narrow is the gate and difficult the road, Jesus said, that leads to life, and few find it. My friends, the path you choose matters, not just for here and not just for now, but for all eternity. So choose wisely.
The message you heard today was just one from a series that's sure to bring you to a place of thinking and processing what you listened to. As Pastor Pete taught through the Bible in a meaningful way, what are some things that you noticed or that you gained like never before? Would you let us know? You can get in touch with Pastor Pete by going to onetoanotherradio.org and selecting the About tab. From there, click on Contact and send him a quick note of what you're learning from the Bible and what God's teaching you from these messages. Another way to connect with One to Another is in our podcast format. Gwen has more on that.
Does your lifestyle work best by listening to teachings through a podcast? It's no wonder, because then you don't have to worry about missing a single episode. Subscribing to the podcast allows you to go back and listen to past shows, as well as listen to a teaching again that really hit you in a personal way. Podcasts are also really easy to share with others, like friends or family, coworkers, or neighborhood acquaintances. There are easy opportunities to share the good news of Jesus with those you're around and for lives to be changed by the truth of God and His Word. So search in your favorite podcast platform and find One to Another Radio. Simply hit the follow or subscribe button and you're good to go. If you'd like to find out more info about the podcast or any other resources available to you, go to onetoanotherradio.org. Here's Phil as he wraps things up for us today.
Thanks for that information, Gwen. We've been excited to see the interest that our listeners have taken in this radio program. If you'd like for us to continue staying on the air, we'd love to have your continued support in prayer as well as in a financial way to further the ministry that's happening. Just go to onetoanotherradio.org to learn more about how to give. And if you're a first-time supporter this month, we'll send you a free gift. That's onetoanotherradio.org and find the Donate tab. If you'd like to get in touch with us over the phone, we'd be happy to talk to you. Our number is 830-769-3733. That number one more time is 830-769-3733. We're looking forward to what Pastor Pete plans to share with us next time as we continue on in this series. Come join us and be encouraged by what God's doing in your heart and life. We'll continue on this path that God's leading us on. Next time on One to Another.